Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, I am recording this podcast in Tulum, Mexico, in the magical land of the Mayan people. And there's so many messages and downloads that really are coming through super strongly that I wanted to just take a moment and stop in the middle of me running my mastermind retreat and to deliver this message. Let's get right in. The first thing that is super clear is this. The call keeps calling until you answer. And this started to take shape and form as I was moving through this retreat where we're going into the sweat lodge. There is this Mexican tradition of going into a Tamascal, which is and represents the mother's womb. And in many ways, we crawl back into the space. It's an arch where it literally looks like the mother's womb. And we sit in our darkness. And something magical happens when we turn off the lights. Something magical happens when we close the eyes, we turn off the lights, we can no longer see anything but experience ourselves. Everything that we've been pushing down comes to surface. All of our fears just start to arise, and we're left with experiencing our mind. As we crawl into the sweat lodge, the Tamascal, it is a rebirth and death cycle. You crawl into the mother's womb, it's nice and warm. There's nothing to see outside, and you're growing up. And in many ways, parts of you are growing and parts of you are dying. And so as I was holding the frequency and the energy of the group to go into the Tamascal, so much transformation and wisdom started to come through. Our ancestors started to come through, our guides. And one of the things that I want to share with you, especially if you're listening in and you're like, well, I can't connect to my guides. I want to share with you that our guides, our ancestors, and the people that have walked before us are literally within us. And not only are they within us, they walk alongside us. And not only do they walk alongside us, some of them become our angels, our guides here on this earth. They transition and become our guides, our teachers, and they want to connect with us. But it's up to us to open up the door. Remember that not only do our ancestors want to connect with us, but the universe, source, God wants to connect with us. And it's only until we ask for them to appear and not to come only when we are in crisis. Notice the parts of us when our life is flipped upside down and we're looking for help and we're looking for guidance. We look to the sky above. We look to Mother Earth. We look to everything that can possibly come in to help us. But how are you connecting to your guide, spirit, source, universe, the elements, nature on a regular basis? Remember that in order for you to connect deeper into your intuition and activate your belly, activate your first brain, you have to be doing this on a consistent level. Otherwise, I was actually just sharing this with the mastermind retreat, which we've been eating together and sitting in sacred sisterhood and in union as we eat all of our meals. And something came up where I shared, the universe does not like beggars in any way, source, way, shape, or form. I don't know how this came up, but as we were eating in sacred union and in sisterhood, this message of the universe doesn't like people to beg. And the universe does not give to the beggars. It does not give to the beggars of life. that are on their hands and knees saying, please give me money. Please give me love. Please give me opportunity. The universe is looking at you and saying, oh my God, you silly little human. You can give this to yourself. You are the most powerful being. And that's part of our initiations here on planet Earth. And it's a big part of the remembrance that we have to walk. When we see other people who have things that we want and the energy of maybe jealousy arises or, oh, everything good happens to other people but me. Maybe even the feeling of, well, God must hate me because I have it difficult. You see, in these moments, our ancestors are looking towards us and saying, remember your power. Remember who you are. Remember what you're made of. Remember, you are the creator of this reality. And until we, in many ways, grow up, and when I say this grow up, I'm thinking of a child as it grows up, remembering that it can walk, it can run. There's so much life ahead. Life is giving us that message too. And it's no wonder why when we came out of the Tamaskal, which is a ceremony, we do this with shamans that are from the lands of Mexico. We actually worked with another facilitator, Amaya, who I love so much, and she facilitated the medicine of cacao, which is a heart opener. And we all found out that she was born in the Tamaskal. And if you ever sat in a sweat lodge, you would know it is very hot, super challenging. And she's been doing this for 7 generations in her family. And I love sharing their wisdom. I love sharing the wisdom of the keepers of the land and also of our elders, because they've been through life. And sometimes our brain is fighting our heart. And we have to remember that they all need to come into union. And this is why I love the practice of yoga, because I keep saying it over and over, yoga is the science of the mind. It is about mind mastery. It is about the yogic union between your emotional, spiritual body, your mental body, and your physical one. It's not about having a practice that one-ups all of the other. I see so many human beings fighting over modalities and telling people that breath work is the only way and this is the thing, or somatic movement is the only way and that's the thing. There's no one path. It is about integrating our real life and integrating all of our bodies to understand and tune into ourselves and ask, what is present now? And what do I need? Do I need to jump up and down? Do I need to move my body? Do I need to take deeper breaths? This is the part of you activating your inner alchemist. What is the inner alchemist? It's about remembering that your body is so intelligent beyond what you can even comprehend with your mind. And so our ancestors and our spirit, our guides, our angels, our archangels are always trying to deliver messages. They are here to help. Remember, the same way you have a purpose and you came down to Earth, which I believe it is to have the biggest adventure ever and to just experience what it feels like to be in a body, experience what it feels like to bite into an apple, to use our vessel, to be in our pleasure, to become the beings that we want to be, whether it's stepping into our business or initiation of being a mother, whatever it is, there is something about that experience that's making you more connected to your true self, your whole self, and the holy self. Every single path that you take is the perfect path. And in fact, this is the second part that I want to start to transition into, is that there's never a wrong path. That is based off of illusion. And that illusion is a specific programming to keep us confused. Understand that when humans are confused, we cannot tap into our intuition. We are disconnected from God's source universe. So we stay in our confusion. And somehow, some way, there are specific energy frequencies that take advantage of that. there's a part of this earthly programming that very much likes us to be disconnected from our power. Because when we're disconnected from our power, we're disconnected from our body, we're disconnected from our intuition and the ability to trust ourselves. You know, there was a part of this mastermind training where we're all sitting together. It was so beautiful. We were in this amazing shala. And if you don't know what a shala is, it is, to me, the church of yoga. It is the sacred place where you enter into meet your being, into meet yourself. Some people call this a yoga studio. But it's super sentimental and such an honor for me to walk into a shala where you take off your shoes and you come into deep silence with yourself and respect for the practice, which is respect for how you're meeting yourself. And while we were in the shala, we also created this beautiful space to share one of our business trainings. This was yesterday this happened. And while I was giving this training about our client experience and how to bring in more sacred currency into our business and how we can connect deeper to the people who we currently are working with and how the client journey doesn't start when somebody becomes a client. It actually starts way before that. It starts with you embodying your work and showing up as that and people looking and following and tuning in. It starts with the work that you're putting out, whether it's a podcast, a caption, a reel, a post, TikTok, whatever social media platform you're using, a blog to share your medicine. It starts from there. And it trickles down into your website and your sales pages and your writing and your offering. All of these things are connected. And we started to analyze, where are the gaps? Where are the gaps? Where is this trust being broken as I share my wisdom? How is it being received? And we went around and we did some hot seat coaching, and it got to a point where the message was so clear about you are the only person that knows your business more than anybody else. So don't ever give away your power. Learn from the people that have something that you want to learn from them, because I think that's super valuable. I look at my teachers, and matter of fact, as I was in retreat, there was a sound ceremony and this magical being was playing 12 instruments, everything from a Mayan horn to a Native American flute to a Peruvian flute to an Ecuadorian flute. There was an array of flutes. And as I was sitting in this sound journey, there was a part of me that came in and said, you're supposed to learn the flute. And so I spoke to this person after and I said, oh, this is so beautiful that you did this. I would love to know more about your flutes, where you got them from. Can I take pictures? And then we got to this conversation where I learned he teaches people. Not only does he teach people, he has a course coming up. Not only does he have a course coming up, it's just in a few weeks. And I smiled, of course, to universe, because there are no wrong choices in life. There is this illusion and this programming that we feel that if we go right or we take the blue pill, we're going to all of a sudden not get to our goal. That's far from the truth. You can only ever be on your path. You can never actually get off of it. You could pause. You can take a break, maybe several naps, and not be in your mission and in your work and in your Dharma. I do believe this. But you're always on the path. And even when you pause, it's a sacred pause. Is a cosmic pause. It is your integration. It is your time for you to purge. It is the time for you to upgrade your nervous system and your programming. Humans, now I know if this sounds kind of kooky and weird and spiritual, I know. I was there too. I used to listen into some of these podcasts and messages and I'm like, oh my God, what are they talking about? I don't get it. But just understand from an energetic level and also from a scientific level, your cells are always dying and growing. You're always in the Tamaskal. You're always in the portal of rebirth and dying and coming back into yourself. You're always in the stage of growth. And again, so many messages before we even got into the rebirth portal, the death portal, a beautiful blue butterfly came in. Not only did it come in once, I mean, it was as big as the palm of your hand. It came in once, it came in twice, and it flew over us at least 3 times. And it was a specific message for somebody on the retreat, but it was also a collective message that we're always in a stage of dying and rebirth and being in our caterpillar and spreading our wings to fly. We're always in that metamorphosis. But are you listening? I really wanted to call this podcast, The Call Keeps Calling, until you answer the call. So what is life calling you into at this stage in your life? Is it calling you back into yourself? Is it calling you back into your medicine? Is it springboarding and slingshotting you into your work? Are you being activated to aligned action? And remember, we cannot sustain being in any one phase for too long. So if you're still saying, I'm in my stage of going in and hibernating and integrating, and it's been a year or 2 years, human being, baby girl, I love you, but you gotta get out of that because we're not meant to be in our seclusion for too long. The same way, if you've been operating on fumes and you're going to the point where you haven't stopped and taken a break, just know spirit is gonna body slam you into submission. Because we're not meant to go in that way to be able to sustain that. You have to take your sacred pauses. And listen, I'm not telling you that you have to stop everything you're doing right now to take an integration period and then go back in. You got to find your own flow. And that's really what came through as I was doing the business training. The message was that you know best. You know better than me. You all know your business better than me. You all know your purpose better than me. You all know what's in your heart. Only you know that. Run away from a guide that's going to tell you that they're going to wave a magic wand and fix you and make you $1 million. All of this is bullshit. You are your inner alchemist. You are your healer. You are the one that transforms the elements into gold. Oh, and I'm just in such awe, because as we went back into the mother's womb, the person holding the space for us, the shaman, took out gold, myrrh, and frankincense. And as they took out this concoction and we put it under our tongue, and as we brought in the sweetness into our life, he said, and your mantra is, anything that you touch turns to gold. And a tear just ran down my face because I have been saying this to myself and to our students for the past 4 years. I don't know where it came from, but it comes from the cosmic collective energy. Remember that anybody's never taking from you. We all have the one brain of consciousness. And so when we think that somebody is copying us or replicating some of our work, remember that we're all sharing the one cosmic brain. And this is why there's evidence that when an inventor gets an idea, that there is somebody who is completely off in another region of the world that they would never communicate also starts to have that same idea. And so it's just a reminder that we're all sharing the one cosmic brain. This is why so many people are awakening during this time. And we, I feel, have been some of the most conscious civilization ever. And yes, there were the magical Mayan people who, by the way, was said to have reached such a spiritual level that they say they disappeared. And there's so much mystery around. Where did they go? Did they go underground? Where are they now? And some believe that they just learned all of the lessons that they needed to learn in this lifetime. They cleared all their karmic lines and they went into another dimension. And in many ways, we too have that power. We can always go into another dimension because we are the alchemists of our life, which means we are the people that can alchemize, which means transmute, which means transform whatever timeline we're in. So if you're in a season of I'm broke, remember you are not broke in. whatever is in your bank account. You have to rise above that. You have to get to a place that feels so juicy that you stop looking at your bank account and you stop looking at what's missing. If you're not in a relationship and that's all you keep looking towards, I'm not in a relationship, that's all I want. Just remember, you're only looking at what's missing. You got to ask yourself, but what's good? If all of these things are wrong and if all of these things are missing, what's good in your life? What feels full? What feels complete? And when you cannot touch that, you cannot get to the place that you desire. Because you can't get to the place of what you desire in the energy of lack and scarcity and of only looking at what's not there. This is why I always remind my students that with a grateful heart and reminding ourselves that the heart portal is connected to the heart of the universe, you will get everything that you're in alignment to. But if you keep thinking about, I need to be here, this needs to happen, I want a better relationship with food, I want to look in the mirror and feel good about my body, it starts internally. What are you afraid of? And how can you make peace with the exact moment you're in? Don't you know, human, that is your power. It's when the outside circumstances no longer bother you. So when you look in the mirror and you hold on to your body and you say, I'm perfect, just exactly the way I am. I love myself. And maybe I want to mold myself into something else, but right now I love myself. It's when you look at your business and you say, thank you for allowing me to share my medicine. Even if nobody's watching, one day I know this will help one person. And humans, can we just think about this really quickly? If we were to spend 100 years on this planet and help one person with our program, with our kindness, with our love, with being whatever we call a good human being is, isn't that worth it? What's the part of us that continues to want more from this desperate energy of what? Needing to be seen? Needing to be heard? We have to be able to mature this energy, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with being seen. Your inner being very much came to earth to be seen and to be held and to be witnessed. There's nothing wrong with that. It just has to come from a more elevated energy. It has to come from, I am planting the soles of my feet down into Mother Earth and I'm anchoring my energy down into the core of the earth because I know who I am and I'm allowing myself to be seen. I'm allowing myself to be witnessed. I don't have to puff up my chest, but I know who I am and I am walking with that conviction. I'm walking with my heart open and my shoulders leaning back and my chin up because I know who I am. And that has a different energy than I need to be seen. I need to make money. I need somebody to love me. I need my body to look this way. We have to be able to get to a place where we collapse all timelines and we understand that we are standing in a motherfucking miracle. If you don't feel like you're standing in a motherfucking miracle in your life right now, and you only keep rehearsing what the hell is wrong, you will continue to stay in that vibration and you will continue to be in your karmic cycle. I only call it how it is, humans. You don't have to believe me. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, but I see things in a very specific way. And in many ways, it is very black and white. I had a client not too long ago said to me, I'm hiring you because right now you're ripping off the Band-Aid and that's exactly what I need. And at first I was like, ooh, ouch. And also, okay, I guess that's just my medicine tune. I do share it with so much love and so much compassion. And as we were in ceremony and sisterhood and being here in the lands of Mexico, like I mentioned in the way I started this podcast, there were so many messages that came through. And I was telling one of my students, maybe you have somebody in your life who's holding you at this frequency of I'm broke. Maybe you have people who are like, yeah, I'm broke too. But I'm not going to hold you in that frequency because I know the capacity of human beings. I've seen and witnessed it in my own life, of being able to release this poverty consciousness. And yes, I have released it. I will never say that I'm fully healed, because all human beings are a work of art. And we're not supposed to be fully healed, because life would be absolutely fucking boring. We're supposed to be on the quest of expansion and evolving and of great mystery and of adventure. But remember that you are not just one human, and you are not just one being. You are many energetic parts. There are many parts to who you are, and you can absolutely release and alchemize the energy of certain parts. You're not a victim to your story, human. You are the victor. So tune into the language that you're using. Tune into the words and the stories you keep rehearsing, and reminding yourself that whatever you keep saying to yourself, you are practicing. So what are you practicing? Are you practicing the story of victim, or are you practicing the story of victor? I'm the victor. I'm at the top of the mountain, and I'm pumping my fist all the way up to God, Source, Universe, and Father Sky, because I did it. I climbed the mountain. That's all I needed to do. I didn't climb the mountain to make $1 million. I didn't climb the mountain to take the picture and post it on Instagram. I climbed the mountain because there was something in me that wanted to climb the mountain. And guess what I always find every time I climb the mountain? The end result is never satisfying. I sit, and this is a metaphor for life and also physically climbing mountains, which me and my wife love to do. And the harder, the better. Because when we get to the top, I notice that we just sit there and we look around and we have this moment of, wow, I can't believe we did that right now. And we soak it up and we take some more breaths, and maybe we lay on the rocks, and it's breathtaking. So much so that it makes you want to cry. But we only sit there for a couple of moments, and then we go, okay, this is complete. Let's go back down. And that's how life is. We never stay at the peak of the mountain too long, because we're not supposed to. The juice is in the journey. The juice is all of the moments where my body's physically tired and I'm like, oh, why am I doing this again? I don't want to do this. Maybe I should turn around. But I keep going. The juice is being in the flow, and then time disappears. And you're like, whoa, can't believe a whole hour has passed. That was great. I think I got lost in time. And you realize you were present. The juice becomes the moment of pressure. And you questioning, why did I even start climbing this mountain? This sounds fucking ridiculous. Who am I doing this for? And our ego starts to flex, and all of the other beings come in to bring in doubt and resistance and try to tell us to turn around. It'll just be easier if you stop. It'll just be easier if you turn around. You don't actually have to do this. Actually, you don't want to do this. Those are all the things that start to come through during the journey. But nobody will ever take away the fact that you completed it. Nobody will ever take away the fact that you put yourself out there. And that's a lot of the energy that I started to see in the ice plunge, in doing the Wim Hof method with breathing, heating up our body, and going into an ice bath, literal ice. That was one of the exercises and modalities that we used during this ancestor retreat, of connecting to the grandmother medicine, of connecting to our ancestors and those who have walked before us. And that's what we found as we got into the section of the retreat, where we found ourselves sitting in a tub full of ice up to our shoulders. And some of us did this for 2 minutes, some of us did this for 5 minutes. And I thought it was interesting that the facilitator had the people who had no fear sit in it shorter. And the people who had the most fear sat in that tub longer. And I love this, because what I got out of this is, you don't need it. You're not fearful of this. You've already conquered the mind mastery of just get in. And the people who had so much fear and apprehension and resistance to it tasted the medicine longer. And I thought that was so intentional, because for me, it was, you see, you're okay. Nothing happened. You didn't die. You conquered. Your body re-alchemized. It restabilized itself. And you're still here. When you feel fear, remember my mantra, make it your bitch. But remember, it's a sign that you're still alive and you still have life and you still are here and you still have another opportunity. Humans, thank you so much for tuning into this beautiful cosmic podcast episode. If you are in your leadership energy, come join us at Cosmic Genius. This is my 12-month mentorship. This is where you actually get to come on retreat with me, and maybe you get to experience some of these modalities yourself. We're also opening up the mastermind. So if you're at a place where you already started your business and you're just like, whoa, I need this next level mindset mastery. I need to be looking at my product suite. I need to be connecting deeper to my medicine. Then come into that offering as well. You can find those offerings in my website. I am melissaruiz.com. You can also send me a DM. I love to chat with people inside of the DMs. If you're looking to get into Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, my 3-month course, just DM me the word unleash and you will get a prompt to be in sacred conversation with me for about 20 minutes and we can tune in. Otherwise, go with peace, go with God. See you in the next episode. Breathe.